Thank you, and thank you very kind. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh.
Well, back in his day.
Well, it's the Hound, and I'm back. And that was the sound of Royal Earl and his Swinging Cools by request, the Royal Earl Shuffle. We heard before that we had Calvin Green in the Red Light, Joe Weaver, Too Hot to Handle, Doc Starks and the Night Riders, Night Riding. Not a good record, but notable for its intense screams. And we're opening up with Memphis Slim stepping out. And what do we got today? Miss Sally is back. Hello, Miss Sally.
Hi, Hound.
Gracie Allen of Avenue B. And the old Brooch is still away. Gum out of your mouth. And Den is missing, presumed. What do you think? In a coma?
I don't know.
Seen Den in a while.
Hangover too?
He's working. They're all getting ready for Hangover Hop number six. And today.
Six.
Yeah, number six.
Six.
And that's June 6th.
On the 6th.
Yeah. What are we doing today? We have our Blues Hangover and Hillbilly Hangover, of course, and Soul Caboose and Vomology, including Iggy's first record with the Iguanas, the one he sings on. And
Live
tons
records.
Of 45s. No tickets to give away, I don't think, that I know about. And Knuckleheads in the News.
Plenty of those.
Nice weather for broadcasting, eh?
Oh, yes, it's a bit foggy.
Yeah, it's nice for the waves. Anyway, let's kick it off with Ray Scott and the Demons.
Whenever I'm around you, when the dirty go white, nothing else affects me, baby, life is a while. The wheel of running around in circles on the pole, my top. You drive me crazy, baby, please stop. Are you in love with me, honey? Don't say maybe, please, baby. You drive me crazy, wheel of biting my nails. All over you, well, it must be love and it must be true. I walk around all day and then I can't sleep at night. Everything's wrong and nothing is right. The wheels are running round in circles, gonna blow my top. You drive me crazy, baby, please stop.
Back. You made history.
I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. It goes like this here.
To prove, Mr. Everett, we'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
Oh, well, you found all my money. Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
You find the hound and Miss Sally and a copy of Bernie Skeleton's Bad Baby. And before that, we were Cleveland Crochet, Sweet Thing, Freddie Cannon by request, Buzz Buzz a Diddle It, Texas Ray with Gene Franklin and his House of Rockin' Spaceman. They fit it all on the one label, Hackensack Part 1. Couldn't fit the song on one side, though. Race, that was also a request item there. Ray Scott and his Demons, spelled D-E-M-E-N-S.
Ah.
You Drive Me Crazy.
I guess real ones don't know how to spell it.
I couldn't even spell the name of their own label. They changed it from Satellite to Stax. And, let's see, with a lot of things to announce. No, a few. Tonight, Swamp Dog is in town.
Mm.
Tramps. I guess he hasn't played New York. I don't know if he's ever played New York. Maybe a long time ago, but... Mr. Total
Good
Destruction to Your Mind. Yeah, he's a personal friend of Roscoe's. There's an Empire State Soul Club this Thursday.
Yes,
at
there is.
145 Hudson Street, May 21st. Hangover Hop number 6 is June 6th. That's a while off. The WFMU Art Auction, which is coming up, looks like quite an event, huh?
Yes,
I didn't realize this is
right here, I'm holding up the catalog for you, Radio Site Gag.
I didn't realize it was like a whole week's worth of fun.
Mm-hmm.
What a catalog they've assembled. We should be able to make a lot of money on this, huh?
I know. That's pretty nice.
A lot of people, you know, there's so much stuff in this catalog.
It's hard to complain about it.
So much valuable stuff. I'm sure if you're really looking for bargains in the art world, you'll probably find it here. Probably find some, because there's going to be too much stuff for it all to go for what it's worth. So I would say you can definitely make some money on this, folks, if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, get a catalog.
You want to proceed on to the news?
Yeah, we're just going to go for the most cheerful story first, the optimist attacked.
Did I say that right? I don't know.
Beaufort, South Carolina. Fred Turner says he set out walking across America to prove that most people are good, but he got as far as the state line. He was robbed and pushed off a bridge that links South Carolina and Georgia.
Well,
he says he wants to complete the trip to California someday, but for now he wants to regroup. Anyway, to make a long story short, the guys who pushed him off the bridge knew who he was. They asked me if I was the guy walking across America. I told them yes, and they said, good, give me your wallet, and pushed him off a bridge. So they think they saw the article in the paper about him.
And he landed like 50 feet into the water.
Yeah, he suffered two black eyes, some bruises, and a stiff back because he did a belly flop when he fell 75 to 100 feet into the water. Quote, I think it was the backpack that saved him because it provided buoyancy, and then he drifted with the river current to a nearby shore on an island in the river, spent the night at a vacant cabin, and was picked up Thursday by two fishermen, or the next morning by two fishermen. So that poor guy.
Yeah, he's better off skateboarding across America. He'd be moving a little faster. too bad about that.
Fred, we feel for you.
Anyway, let's proceed onward with
onward with
Soul Caboose and Swamp Dog. We got him queued up on turntable number.
Ooh, there's money in this chair.
Number two. How much? It's mine.
I'll tell you later.
He's at Tramps tonight. Two sets, I believe. And there's an Empire State Soul Club. For those of you like that sort of thing, 145 Hudson Street, Thursday night.
Hey, let's 9 o'clock.
Kick it off. I didn't cue the record up very good.
Me. Folks, I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I'd like to do something else. You slide this time here. Yeah? You're greasy enough.
Just one man who's
dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
Hey, Leroy.
What?
Your mama. She's calling you, man.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Well, WFMU Restarange, that was today's Soul Caboose. Ending that one up with a request. Jimmy Castor Bunch. Hey, Leroy. Kind of a good baseball season tune. I should bring that one to the Hangover album next time. I always forget to bring that. Actually, I didn't forget last time. I was just afraid of the coke dealers from my block. They love that song. Coming in shooting somebody. Ted Taylor, Ramblin' Rose. Ada Ray, I No Longer Believe in Miracles. Mr. Clean doing Mr. Clean. That's an early Frank Zappa production. Yes, even that worm made a couple of good records. Swamp Dog will be at Tramps tonight. Total destruction to your mind. Why don't you?
At least.
And when we were talking about this big Bonanza art auction, which is happening from May 26th through May 30th, and you do have to get one of these catalogs because it's just to have it.
We didn't tell them how to get a catalog.
Item. No, we thought we'd make them hang in there.
Wait,
listen to Soul Caboose. So if you pledge $30 or more, you're going to automatically get one. And if you did not pledge $30 or more, you can get one by calling 201-266-7911 and leaving the pertinent information on the answering machine at that number. That's 266-7911. Or you can pick one up at Crazy Rhythms, Earwax, See Here, Pure Platters, a variety of galleries throughout Manhattan. Now, the one thing that was really killing me is this art auction,
auction
benefit committee.
Yeah.
The people listed here, you got like William Dafoe, Laurie Anderson, all these hot shots with a lot of money, I bet. Jim Jarmusch is on there. I mean, what do you think? We go party at their house?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Party at William Dafoe's tonight?
And how about Allen Ginsberg?
You're all invited, folks.
He
lives in a worse block. He lives right in the corner from me. That's not
real. Bill Suggs, WFMU. I've always wanted to meet him.
You know Suggs?
I know.
Oh. So I'm talking about some of the hot shots.
The heavy hitters.
The ones who look like they have a lot of money and we can go to their house and party.
How about Anthony DeCurtis, Rolling Stone magazine hound? You should be able to get something out of him.
Yeah, I should be able to get maybe that guy
who edited.
No, I don't want that job. But there was the guy at Rolling Stone who edited my Hank Ballard piece in the Rock Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the Unforgettable.
I'd like to just get face to face with him. rip his eyes out for the sake of charity. Anyway, this is a great catalog, folks. And the art auction has got all kinds of big shots in it. And you can get one, 201-266-7911. And leave
and
all the
info. A couple of good artists.
On the machine.
Spite of
a lot
it
of
all.
Good artists. Some bad ones, a lot of good ones.
And,
what else
and
we
some
doing?
Other things, too.
Possible den sighting in the news here.
Ooh.
As we're looking for the thaw. Man who entered the United Nations heavily armed and dressed like Wyatt Earp has been found mentally incompetent to stand trial. Imagine, well, they give the guy's name Santiago Lopez, but that could be a possible den alias. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was wearing a 10-gallon hat and carrying a 22 Bursa semi-automatic and 100 rounds of ammunition.
That could also be Roscoe, but...
Roscoe, it's not his style. It's his style, a hat, but it's not his style.
A weaponry. Yeah.
Anyway. Any more, anything else in the news before we go into Blues Hangover?
Well, I got church sex calls.
Cool.
Grinnell, Iowa. Some 900 numbers for sex fantasy lines had two new customers, St. Mary's and First Baptist Church. Officials discovered a total of more than 3,000 in calls were made to the sex fantasy lines. Many of the calls at St. Mary's were made while parishioners prepared for a funeral dinner on the floor below. And at the First Baptist, somebody made about $900 in calls using a phone in the kitchen while the church was open for a Boy Scout meeting.
That's where your money goes when you give money to church, folks. You know, you put money on the collection plate and they use it for sex phone calls. And remember that girl in Connecticut who had a child with the... Archbishop of Ireland or something.
Yeah.
They were paying her big money. So you can't get pregnant by a priest or something. Don't give them any money. Spend your money on the FMU art auction or send it to the ACLU or somebody worthwhile. Greenpeace. All right, we got Blues Hangover all queued up. We got one here by Sonny Boy Williamson.
Right.
Bye bye, Birdie.
I'm ready to do it.
See if you can guess his number.
Portion of the Big Bill Collins Show has been brought to you by City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. City Barbecue specializes in barbecue ribs, rib tips, hot Lincolns, and also swamps. That's at City Barbecue, That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12th Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. For the best in barbecue, where will you get it? In the snapper one place. That's City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12th Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. When you drive up in there, tell Big Bad Henry that you heard on the Big Bill Collins Show.
It's gone away. like to recite for you the Republican's 23rd song. Nixon is my shepherd. I'm in want. He maketh me to lie down on park benches. He leadeth me beside still factories. He restores my doubts in the Republican's party.
Yes, he did.
He guided me to the path of unemployment for his party's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of soup kitchens, I'm still hungry. I do feel evil. For thou against me, thou nunnest my income with taxes, so my expenses runneth over my income. Surely poverty and hard living shall follow me all the days of Republican's administration, and I shall live in rent houses forever.
Talk to me.
5,000 years ago, Moses said, pick up your shovel, mount your ass, and I shall lead you to the promised land. 5,000 years later, Franklin D. Roosevelt said, lay down your shovel, light up a candle, and set on your ass. As this is the promised land. But now with Nixon, he will take your shovel, sell your candle, kick your ass, and tell you there is no promised land.
This is the devil's job, man. My baby, she reached. Baby, she gone. Baby, got something I sure do love. I'm baby, do it boogie. I'm baby, do it boogie. I'm baby, do it boogie. If it takes you all night long. My baby, she low. Baby, that red dot on the ground. She loves to do the boogie. She loves to do the boogie. She loves to do the boogie. It takes her all night long.
And remember, for real enjoyment, all you have to do is pop a cap. Nice, long sip. Boy, that stuff is really here. Aaron Brew 1002, the brand new beer. When you're thirsty, How about it, folks? Pop a cab and live it up.
Some people like to drink and gamble. Some people like to act a clown. Some people like to drink and gamble. Some people like to act a clown. Well, I ain't good time. I just wanna sell down. Babe, I wonder. From you. About you.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
It's the Hound. This is WFMU, East Orange, 91.1 FM, Uppsala College.
On your radio dial.
Yeah, and all that legal ID stuff. Today's Blues Hangover, wrapping it up with Birmingham Jones, Hubert Sumlin on that one, Drinking Again. We heard John Lee Hooker, The Devil's Jump. Schoolboy Cleve, She's Gone. Smokey Smothers, Give It Back by request. And we'll put up with Sonny Boy Williamson, Number 2, Bye Birdie, from the Dick Van Dyke movie.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we? Hangover Hop Number 6, The Devil Dance, June 6, 1992. Be there or lose your hair. What else is happening here? Oh, political quote of the week.
Ready.
Courtesy of Senator Dennis DeConcini, Democrat from Arizona. We're finally going to rass out of the ground this gigantic orgasm that is just out of control.
Nice.
Is a politician working for you folks? Just let it rack.
And for his wife, if he has one.
What is it doing out of control? It's just a giant orgasm that is out of control. Where?
Rassle's a good word, too. It's right up there.
It is a good word. Let's see. There's an Empire State Soul Club this Thursday. We're supposed to announce that. 145 Hudson Street in Manhattan begins about 9. Swamp Dog over at Tramps tonight. Two sets, supposed to be like 9 and 11, it says. They generally run late. You got any news there, Miss Sal?
I have the animal desk, Mr. Hound.
Well...
Are you ready?
We got the chickens queued up. Yeah, I'm always ready.
Horseback drunks, Atlanta. A study has found nearly 40% of people killed by falling off of horses in one state have been drinking, prompting a government warning Thursday against drinking and riding. The study examined blood alcohol content from 13 people killed in North Carolina and 5 or 39%.
Yeah, that's the same place they threw the poor guy off the bridge.
Had been drinking. No, that was South Carolina.
Oh.
But this is the good part. That didn't include one rider who had been drinking before he rode into a lake and drowned.
They didn't count him in the ceremony?
No.
But I think we have a tape of that.
So the moral about this all is don't drink and ride.
Okay, that's good. That would qualify as a PSA today.
And I got another sort of animal story. China dung punishment. teacher in central Beijing, China, was sentenced to 2 years in jail for forcing his students to eat cow dung. Lou Deshan, a fourth grade teacher at the Cow Road Village Elementary School, apropos name, forced his students to eat dung when they handed in assignments late, didn't pay attention in class, or fought. The punishment was administered 56 times to 27 students over 2 months. You think they should give him tests for worms at this point? Of his class of 34, only 2 with good grades and 5 who were related to him escaped the punishment.
Cool, just like Solo. What's that, Solo? Do they make him eat pig dung? Well,
yeah.
Spare the rod, spoil the child. That's what I always say. About once an hour.
Yep, he does. He says it all the time.
Let's get some requests out of the way. Here's one from 4 weeks ago that I never got to yet. The spark plugs in the chicken interior.
Thank you. sent you from Riot. Hot and blue. Oh, right now I got feet so full of Spangler Red Hot and Blue coming through WHVQ and Hotel Chesco in the Maseline
Magazine.
That's right, the Maybelline floor right here. And good old Memphis, Tennessee. Right now the whole next portion of Red Hot and Blue is coming through the courtesy of, see, what comes up here next? I'm messing up. I got so many sponsors, I'm losing my mind here. Oh, yes, sir, the dog races. No, not the dog races. No, wait a minute, let's see. Horse races. No, you're messing up. It occurs to you the best beer money by Falstaff. If you can't drink it, you can freeze it and eat it. Open up the cotton, pick and rib, and pour it into Sugar by Dizzy Dean. Phillips and Mr. Herb Sandler, right in good old Memphis, Tennessee. Right now, we got a record called, She Was Only a Plumber's Daughter When I Kissed Her, Her Cheeks Flushed.
Sometimes I cry when I'm lonely. Sometimes I cry when I'm blue. Right now I'm crying 'cause I love you. I'm crying 'cause you don't me too. Come on and tell me if you love me. Won't you please answer yes or no? Tell me if I'm your one and only, so I can either stay or go. Tell me, my darling, if you love me. Tell me if you feel the same. Come on and tell me, my darling, if you love me. Or if all the tears I shed were shed in vain.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Gonna be in 73, 'cause he'll be too old to make a
is a hit!
All right, good. Just make sure the guitar's predominant, you know, in the front. One, two, three, four. Do it again. Right. One, two, three, four. Oh, baby, mine. All the time. I want to love you. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby, mine. All the time. I want to kiss you. Oh, yeah. So put a close. Cause you're the most. You're so sweet. You look so neat. You're real cool style. I like your style. You got that beat. That looks so neat. So don't stop now. Just show me how. Oh, baby, bye. Oh, yeah. So put a close. Cause you're the most. You're so sweet. You look so neat. Yeah. Oh, baby, mine, all the time, I want to love you, oh, yeah. Oh, baby, mine, all the time, I want to kiss you, oh, yeah. So cut a close, cause you're the most, you're so sweet, you look so neat. You're real cool style, I like your style, you got the beat. That looks so neat. So don't want some now. Just show me how. Oh, baby, mine. Oh, yeah. So don't look close. Cause you're the most. You're so sweet. You look so neat.
Meanwhile, back in his teens.
This is the Hound, WFMU. Link Ray and his Raymond. This may be the first time that was ever played on the radio.
Wow.
An outtake from, it just came out on this new compact disc package, thanks to Andy Schwartz for sending it to me. Link Ray, Walking with Link, and it's got a whole bunch of unreleased tracks on there. That's one of the better ones, and I'll play some more of it. Pretty astounding here in stereo. Link in one channel, and Shorty Horton and his brother Doug in the other channel. Quite a piece of work there. It's called Old Baby Mine. And counting backwards, we're the Midnights, not the Midnighters, as it says on the label. Very scratchy version of Annie Pulled a Humbug. Gene Thomas, VG minus version there, Sometime. Billy Stewart and Bo Diddley, Billy's Blues, also kind of scratchy. Sorry.
Scratchy but good.
And the Spark Plugs opened it up by request, and Chicken. Got one quick news story, and we'll play a couple more fast songs before the vibe. Or you want me to do a news story?
Yeah.
I'm standing up on a pile of them.
How about that one I brought?
Well, let's do a PSA. How about a PSA?
Okay.
For those of you who read... nothing in the PSA book has been changed in a while, so I think... Well, none of the ones I like, so I think I'm going to make up my own PSA here. Those of you who might have read Nick Junich from Glamour Magazine, that you can take 500 milligrams of boric acid 3 times a day, take with meals. Well, according to Howard Green, a spokesperson for the magazine, the boric acid tablets should not be ingested. It should have been specified that boric acid capsules should be inserted vaginally 3 times a day.
Oh, I wonder if you're supposed to your meals the same way.
Well, this is for, what are they trying to cure with this quack theory here?
Roaches in the stomach? I don't know.
Pests crawling up there? Unwanted boyfriends?
Well, it's in the top. It's in the first sentence, I think.
No, it doesn't say, but I know, some kind of yeast infections is what it was, I believe, yeast infections.
Oh.
And,
scintillating.
And that little rubber thing, that little rubber stopper, that you don't eat that either, girls.
Oh, thank you, Hound.
I just thought I'd tell them. Okay, that's it. Let's play a couple of... We got like 7 minutes to vibe time. Let's play a couple of quick records. This is from... This is dedicated to all of you who, like me, believe that Jackie Wilson should have stuck completely to covering Jane and Dean songs. The Domino's version of Jenny Lee, it's a Jane and Arnie songs, but he knew to run out after six.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Right up over your...
still too loose. Can't get a crack out of Ming's shoes. I got finesse and charm that I never use. I've been in what the players call an atomic set. Because I'm bona fide, certified, qualified, know where it's at.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Hey, Roscoe. Let me get him while I hit. He gave up on us. Wow. Didn't want to fade out Homeboy too fast. Well, killed the vibe line there for a second. Where are we? That was Mr. Wiggles' Homeboy.
Oh, that was a hard call.
Yeah. Mr. Wiggles overall.
Yeah.
Before that, we had the Kerrigan Brothers on the Great Fortune label, Hi Ho Little Girl. We're opening up with the Dominoes, Gin Lee. Something that I think they should have stuck to more of those Gin and Arnie covers. Oh, here he comes. Let's try Roscoe again.
Vibomanius.
Roscoe?
Yeah.
Hey, you gave up on us last time.
Hey, man, I just don't trust my own dyslexia. I might have dialed somebody else.
Oh, no, you know, because we were waiting. You were calling in just as the fade of Homeboy by Mr. Wiggles was fading out. It would have been a moment of genius to go, like, right from the fade of Homeboy to Roscoe.
Well, if I was in radio communication, this would all happen.
Yeah, we got to get you hooked up.
You know, there's something in the catalog. You might be able to win something like that.
Yeah. Oh,
somebody
yeah.
coming to your house and hooking you up.
He saw us to get a complimentary one. Because
oh, that's right.
You know who the hookup team is Brian and Nick.
Yeah, well, you
They're
know what?
Auctioning one of these
I figured it out. It only has to go right out the window because it can be in the studio receiver.
Yeah.
So,
anyway.
It really is almost a sin that you can't get the...
It's frightening.
It is. Anyway, how you doing there, Rosk?
Pretty good, good.
You seem to be working hard. I haven't seen you all since Tuesday.
Pretty hard, hard working. I don't know what I did, but I did it. It's been a busy week. A round of meetings. Some consumerism going on. Got my own Weber.
Cool. With handles?
Yeah, the one with the, it's called the Tuck and Carry model of the Smokey Joe. So I had Den. Is Den out there?
No.
Oh, Den came up and we had some David Bergs on the roof.
When was that?
A couple days ago.
Mm.
A couple days ago. We used the, like, the breakfast tray. We got everything up to the roof in one run.
Even the beer?
Yeah.
Very good.
So that's, you know, when you can get it down to that, then it's really kind of an easy thing.
Well, you are on the top floor, so it makes it easier.
Oh, yeah, much easier. To, you know.
You're jumping all that way.
It's a good view and everything.
Mm. Hey, so your buddy Swamp Dog's in town tonight, huh?
Swamp Dog's in town.
Mr. Total D.
The return of Swamp Dog.
Has he played New York before?
I don't know.
I don't remember seeing his name in the last 15 years.
I think it must have been like 25 years ago when he played New York.
Maybe when he was billing himself as Little Jerry Williams.
Could have been. Mm. We'll have to ask him tonight. You know, he's at Tramps. They're playing two shows.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to Tramps, the bartenders hate to make margaritas and Bloody Marys.
So order them.
Yeah, order margaritas and Bloody Marys.
Except they make them really bad.
Yeah, then you get a worse drink.
Not necessarily. You know, it's just, you know, they have to, I don't know.
You know what they hate even worse?
What?
Is to buy back a land.
Oh, yeah, well.
We got to do something about this, the buyback situation.
The buyback thing in the whole town has gone straight down the tubes.
It's true.
I mean, even some of our friends, you know, they seem to forget, you know. I don't know. We, you know, we do, the Vibe Report very often, you know, includes a bartender salute. And today is no exception. You know, it's a blanket bartender salute, but, you know, it's just, you know, a think about it bartender salute. You know, the good ones know who they are. And the bad ones, well,
we know who they are.
We know who they are.
Some of the good ones aren't allowed to be bartenders.
Well,
it's a sad state of affairs.
It is. It is a sad state.
Yeah, can we talk about this one on the air?
What one?
Miss Sally was passed over for a bartendership recently. For somebody who's never even been a bartender before.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, drive our car through that joint. Next time we get a big car.
Politics. The politics of bartending.
Law and order. That's what we must have here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
The law and order heads.
I mean, it's like a bartender with a following. It's like it's better than a band.
Or maybe even one in a dress.
Sally's got a following. That's
yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, following with people with jobs who drink heavily. I mean,
that's a definite.
What are you supposed to do? I mean,
listen to your house show.
People, yeah, well.
Well,
anyway.
We got that Hangover Hop coming up, which will be quite a chance to exercise our power of the elbow. In mass.
Right. Yeah. Hangover Hop 666.
Yeah, you named it. You named it good.
Yeah.
The Devil's Dance. That's a good. That'll be a good one.
Yeah.
That's like the day before my mom's birthday. You know.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. I'm looking through this FMU catalog of it. You know, they're auctioning up all this art, and they got all this amazing stuff. And there's a couple of things here you might be interested in, Roscoe. There's a baby grand piano, a Kurtzman baby grand.
Really?
Yeah. Starting bid is $600.
Really?
Yeah. There's a sitar.
A real sitar?
A real sitar made in India in 1966 by Ishmael Shahib and Sons. Condition good, but some strings are missing. Well, Chris has probably got some.
Get those at Mojo.
I have seen people come into Mojo before with sitars.
Looking for strings?
Yeah.
Not one of those dead electro.
No,
ones.
No, the one with the bowl and all that stuff.
Cool.
No.
Maybe from 6th Street.
There you go. Here's the Slayer CD packaged in blood.
Great.
Only marketing department knows for sure whether this is real blood or merely colored oil.
Or if it's tested positive or negative.
Well, it could be some of that theatrical stuff called Roscoe blood.
Yeah. Or then there's the
or ketchup.
There's a Gretsch anniversary model, 1960.
Really?
Yeah.
What do they want for that?
Starting bid is $400.
Wow, I wonder what that is. Is the Gretsch anniversary, is that the green one?
It's the hollow body one cutaway. I can't tell if it's green, but I think it was.
That's like the Neil Young Buffalo Springfield guitar.
Right, something like that, I think. But this is, look, I can see the picture, but it looks a little different than his. Anyway, enough gear talk.
Yeah.
Let's get back to talking about food.
Food. Yeah, food is the ultimate reward.
We had some real good meals this week. We garliced ourselves into oblivion this week.
Uh-huh.
We did two really good Italian ones. We went to the focaccia last night with Nick Tasha Simone and ate everything, you know,
they
like
have.
Ordered everything.
What was the vegetable special? That's why it's my
well, we went
vegetable
the,
side
the Swiss,
is always good.
The Swiss chard has been going over big with us lately.
The special one, the new one was mushrooms, though. They had mushrooms.
And then 2 days ago, we went to that place that you recommended.
Bolano
in Houston.
Yeah.
And that was really
I was
great.
Honest. We took Alice there.
Yeah, that was a good, that was an absolute, I got your recommendation, the trout, and that was absolutely phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
It's really trout
it
season,
good.
You know. Six informs me that the trout fishing has been amazing lately, you know. The trout itself was real fresh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the one, well, I had it the day before. It was pretty good. Have you ever tried this place on Worcester Street, Casa La Femme?
No, I have terrible luck with food in Soho.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, my idea of eating in Soho is a sandwich at the Broome Street Bar. That's the only thing that hasn't snuffed me down there.
Right.
But I'm still close to Chinatown and Little Italy and good restaurants that I generally rarely venture into Soho.
This place is kind of good. It's good. It's good for lunch, and it's fun because there's a lot of, like, what's going on in there is there's all these, like, tables full of, like, one hipster and a bunch of old people. Mm-hmm. And what it is, it's like art dealers taking their clients in there, you
yeah.
know, to do the final haggling.
Uh-huh.
And after they've been over to, like, Pace, you know, to check out some...
So it might be a place to for our listeners to check out at the after the FMU art auction or before.
Right, yeah, it's good for that. And you can go in there and, you know, like, ask them why they don't have Budweiser and stuff like that. It's fun. I'm over here watching with ML and AY. We're watching the today will probably be the last day of the America's Cup finals.
My favorite sporting event.
Well, my guy, my buddy, Buddy Melgus from the Geneva Lake Yacht Club, the Wizard of Zenda, is skippering the America's Cubed.
Really?
Yeah, and he and they're out in front, and it looks like they're gonna win.
Wow. That's such a peculiar sport because whoever wins last year kind of gets to pick a lot of different things, right?
Well, yes and no. Yeah, the rules were really kind of funky, but they do, you know, even though whoever wins last year, you get the home court advantage, but you still, it doesn't mean you're automatically in, you know, because that's how they had the two categories, the challenger and the defender.
Right.
You know, so, and Melgus, you know, this guy Bill Koch, he like paid for Melgus to be in there. And
is that his real name? Or is that just how he paid for it?
Who, Bill Koch?
Yeah.
Spelled K-O-C-H.
Uh-huh.
But I guess they pronounce it any way he wants them to. But Melgus, him, you know, his kids, you know, I went to sailing school with his kids. He's a good guy. He's like a crusty old cool guy from the yacht club.
Well, I hope your guy wins.
Well, he's winning. It looks like they just rounded the leeward buoy. And
Sally's favorite sporting event is today, that the Preakness.
Oh yeah.
Well, I like the Triple Crown.
I thought you were going to say the LPGA Tour.
Shoot, that reminds me, I didn't tape it.
Anyway.
Well, you ought to play a little Swamp, you know.
We did.
You did.
We'll probably play some more.
We hit it with
cool.
Construction right away.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll see some Hound listeners out there at the, you know, with their labor-intensive drinks in hand. Maybe ask them if they do zombies or stingers or anything like that.
Grasshoppers.
If they've got anything with an umbrella, I'll take one if anybody wants to buy me one.
Mai Tai.
So, yeah, all that stuff.
Famous last words. You heard it here, folks. Roscoe will drink anything with an umbrella tonight. Anything.
We'll see you there.
Okay, Roscoe.
Till then, aloha.
Aloha, Roscoe. That's up.
Let's proceed to today's vomology. And we got one queued up here by Iggy. With the Iguanas, 1966, singing and playing drums all at the same time with a talented little guy.
help them.
Sounds of hell.
yourself. Why do you become less than you are? I said sometimes I want to be a cinder. That's the way I can touch the sky. Come on, brother, let's kill him again. You guys don't have to suffer from where we've been. If my son's got it, they can be men. Come on, my children, let's kill him again.
WFMU East Orange. That was Lester Bangs, Kill 'Em Again. We went to a Lester Fest last night.
Yeah.
Kind of pretty dire. But, well, we were in there for a little while, half an hour. What did we see? Tosh's. Nick Tosh's was good.
We were there an hour.
Nick was really
and
Nick,
a half.
Nick definitely. No, we went
well,
there.
Well, the first half an hour didn't start.
Oh, right. We were outside for. How long were we inside for? We saw Nick, and then we saw 2 seconds of four bad people and left. Dave Marsh, he's quite a speaker, huh?
We tried to hang in there for the other good people, whoever you were.
Most of them were really ugly. I noticed that, weren't they? I mean, the people on stage. Dave Marsh was a little insect. Oh, God. Anyway, so that was Lester killing me. Before that, we had the Sonics maintaining my cool. Mark Markham and the Jesters going back to Marlboro Country. And Iggy and the Iguanas, 1966, again and again.
Again.
Good one, huh?
Yeah, good bomb.
Anyway, what else is going on here? Look, coming up on the Howard Show, next week we're going to do I'll probably tape it during the week and edit it. We have a Sonny Burgess interview. One of the absolute kings of rock and roll, and still at it. He's got a new record coming out like next week, and maybe, you know, I figure if like John Lee Hooker and Buddy Guy can have their day, can't Sonny Burgess have his day? I mean, the guy, one of the absolute greatest of the Sun recording artists, and he's still amazing live. He's playing at Maxwell's the Friday after next, so we'll be plugging that. Sometime, let's see, we have Hangover Hop is the 6th of June.
June 6th.
Sometime after that, we've scheduled, we don't have a date yet, but Mr. T will be back at some point plugging some new product, and Nick Tosh will be back. We'll be doing the Dean Martin Elvis Presley connection.
All right.
And he's got a new book coming out called Dino. And
which is previewed in Purple Magazine.
We're gonna try to have
a
repeat on the 30th. We don't know what we're gonna repeat yet. Whatever tape it doesn't have static all over it. Tonight's a full moon. How's that for a renouncement? You know, my horoscope said stay away from sharp objects. So we brought you. All right, let's just do Hillbilly Hangover. We got so many Hillbilly Hangover requests. I got another all-request Hillbilly Hangover. We're going to kick it off with Guy Drake, the Welfare Cadillac. Mr. Drake, you're on.
Much. fact, I've been poor all my life. I guess all I really own is 10 kids and a wife. This house is a live-in of mine, but it's really a shack. But I always managed somehow to drive me a brand new Cadillac. Back door steps, they done fell plumb down. Front screen door's off and laying somewhere out there on the ground. Wind just now whooped another piece of that old tar roofing off the back. Sure hope it don't skin up that new Cadillac. Front porch post, they'll loop the bottom. It don't make no sense to fix them because that floor just too darn rotten. Wintertime, we sometimes have some snow blows into the cracks. It's too bad we just all pile up and sleep out there in that new Cadillac. I know the place ain't much, but I sure don't pay no rent. I get a check the first of every month from this here federal government. Every Wednesday I get commodities by sometime 4 or 5 sacks. Pick them up down to welfare office driving that new Cadillac. Now some folks say I'm crazy, and I've even been called a fool. But my kids get free books and all them their free lunches at school. We get peanut butter and cheese, and man, they give us flour to the side. Of course, them welfare checks, they meet the payments on this new Cadillac. Now, the way that I see it, these other folks are fools. They're working and paying taxes just to send my young ones through school. Salvation Army cuts her hair and gives us the clothes we wear on her back. So we can dress up and ride around and show off this new Cadillac. But things still gonna get better yet, or at least that's what I understand. They tell me this new president put in a whole new poverty plan. He's going to send us poor folks money. They say we're going to get it out here in stacks. In fact, my wife's already shopping around for her new Cadillac.
Oh, incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
Just rub it in and to really put me in my place.
You've already put big old tears in my eyes. Must you throw dirt in my face?
Must you keep telling me you've got a new love? I don't need you to remind me. Must you keep telling I look so lonesome, and my better days are behind me. Must you keep showing me pictures of him and boasting of his warm embrace?
You've already put big old tears in my eyes. Must you throw dirt in my face?
Told me how much you don't want me.
Believe me, I'm happier when we're apart. Why must you come back now and haunt me? Must you keep showing me pictures of him and boasting of his warm embrace?
You've already put big old tears in my eyes. Must you throw dirt in my face? You've already put big old tears in my eyes. Must you throw dirt in my face?
Hi, everybody. It's Buck Owens here, and you know you're listening to radio station WFMU, and you know that it's 91.1 FM, and this is the Hound right here. You know, I told you before, man, I'm a fan. I like your style.
Additional reasons for living on Skid Row are the low cost of living and public toleration of extreme drinking. Why did you go to Skid Row?
Skid Row to me is where people don't care how you look and people don't ask any questions.
Skid Row to me is a place where you can get lost. Because on Skid Row, most of us do stay drunk. And when our money's low, why, we'll drink anything. And most of the people that we know on Skid Row, we can always manage to get a drink off of somebody to get up courage to go out and chisel some more drinks.
1, 2, 3, 4. Things I learned in a hobo jungle were things they never taught me in a classroom. Like where to find a handout while bumming through Chicago in the afternoon. Hey, I'm not bragging or complaining, I'm just talking to myself, man to man. This old mental fat I'm chewing didn't take a lot of doing, but I take a lot of pride in what I am. I guess I grew up a loner. I don't remember ever having any folks around. But I keep thumbing through the phone books and looking for my daddy's name in every town. And I meet lots of friendly people, but I always wind up leaving on the lam. Hey, where I've been or where I'm going didn't take a lot of knowing, but I take a lot of pride in what I am. I never travel in a hurry, 'cause I got nobody waiting for me anywhere. Home is anywhere I'm living, if it's sleeping on some vacant bench in City Square. Or if I'm working on some road gang, or just living off the fat of our great land. I've never been nobody's idol, but at least I got a title, and I take a lot of pride in what I am. I've never been nobody's idol, but at least I got a title, and I take a lot of pride in what I am. I take a lot of pride in what I am.
Take a lot of pride in what I am. Well, we had a few drinks, you know. We were carrying on, cutting up, and we did. We tore this club, you know. Nice club in Asheville, North Carolina. And we tore this place all to pieces. Jukebox, everything. And we just decided we wanted to tear it up, and we were just carrying on, you know, a bunch of foolishness. And he said, I've always wanted to tear up a club, you know. And I said, well, you know, I have too. And we tore it up, had to fix it back the next day. It was fun. Well, I've had a lot of good times, sad times, bad times, if you want to say, but good Lord's been good to me. I've been very successful, and I've enjoyed myself. Love my music, love my women, a few drinks. What I mean, I love my women, and I don't mean, you know, I'm not the wrong kind of person, don't get me wrong, I didn't mean it that way. Well, I guess I do love my women.
It's late and she's waiting, and I know I should go home, but every time I start to leave, they play another song, and someone buys another round, and wherever drinks are free, what's made Milwaukee famous has made a fool out of me. Babies beg me not to go so many times before. She says love and happiness can't live behind those swinging doors. Now she's gone, and I'm to blame. Too late, I finally see what's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. Babies beg me
not to go. So many times before. She says love and happiness just can't live behind those swinging doors. Now she's gone, and I'm to blame. Too late, I finally see what's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. What's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, this is The Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. And that's All Request Hillbilly Hangover. I got to every Hillbilly Hangover request except for one.
Mm.
I'm really sick of playing butt to the wall. But we'll get to it someday.
Sure,
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Such a sleeping that way, too.
What made Milwaukee famous. I wish that record didn't have a horrible harmonica and a chorus on it.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I never quite understood that record. What's Jeffrey Dahmer have to do with Jerry Lee Lewis? And I don't know. Counting backwards, Merle Haggard, take a lot of pride in what I am. A moron. Buck Owens,
well,
Cross Up the Honky Tonks. Leuven Brothers, Must You Throw Dirt in My Face. And we opened with Guy Drake, Welfare Cadillac. And there you go. You asked for it. Oh, announcements. There's an Empire State Soul Club this Thursday, 145 Hudson Street. And, of course, Swamp Dog is playing tonight at Tramps. And Hangover Hop number 666 is on June 6th, of course. The WFMU art auction goes from May 26th to June 30th. So you can look at the 1-2 punch Hangover Hop and Dave the Spaz's benefit at CBGB's as our post art auction party weekend. Our designated FMU party weekend.
Really, get that down in the date books pronto.
Yeah, I don't know if anything else going on, but you might. You can tell us. We got any more news stories?
Well, I have the one I brought back from Ohio.
Okay.
Pot smoking 101, folks. If you're going to the bank and carrying two white sacks, one containing money and the other 2 grams of marijuana and rolling papers, do not put the wrong bag into the pneumatic tube because you will be arrested if you're in Kankakee, Illinois.
That's what somebody did, right?
Yep.
Is that the point of the story? Okay.
James Bridgewater did it.
You know, the thing about Ohio, the insidious part of it is that they have, their marijuana laws are still ones that were rewritten in the 70s on the books, so it's basically just a fine, but...
This was in Ohio paper.
The gung-ho idiots have rewritten the paraphernalia laws, so you can get like a $100 fine, you know, for 2 grams of marijuana, but you can also get like a $10,000 fine for paraphernalia. This is an interesting little, mean little kid, Anthony Fernandez, 19 in Manhattan. He was fresh from a court hearing with his parents, and they were on a Manhattan subway platform when he just, like, left his parents, walked upstairs, snatched a gold chain from a victim, only to discover his prey was a decoy cop. It's on this Canal Street 6 train last Tuesday. When his family waited on the bench for his dash up the stairs, mugged a drunk who was really police officer Jose Santiago. Minutes before Fernandez was in the Manhattan Criminal Court for a hearing on murder charges in the October 14th, 1988 shooting of Sammy Ramirez on the number 1 train.
Wow.
He's only having a hearing now. It's like 4 years ago. Speedy trial? What the hell's going on?
Well, they just found him.
No, they just let him go.
Oh.
Anyway, they just got him again. Let's play some more records.
Confused.
We got one queued up here by, let's forget news for a while. Jolton Joe Howard.
I'm the only one she loves. Anytime, any place, anywhere, I will come to make amends. Yes, anytime, any place, anywhere,
see your face again. I climb a mountain, swim the ocean, why just to be by your side? I want to see you. I've been searching for so long, I'm sick and tired of being alone. Sick and tired of being alone. I've been searching for my baby, the one and only girl I love. Yes, I've been searching for my baby, the one and only girl I love. And you can bet your bottom dollar that I'm the only one she loves.
This is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis.
We'd like to tell you all about our latest and funniest picture for Paramount.
Of course, you mean The Caddy.
You'll love Jerry and me in The Caddy.
Take my word for it. The Caddy is the most hilarious picture we've ever made. Come on and join the fun. See Paramount The Caddy.
Yeah, The Caddy. Is that all right, you sucker?
How was that, you
Man, dig them squeaky shoes. Those squeaks. Blues. Don't ever worry, no need to hurry to change them squeaky shoes. Now your shoes ain't new and they wear me you, and you wish you had another pair. But if you've got feet that can walk in beat like a rhythm king who walks on air, walk like you're so proud, go on the squeak loud, rock on the squeaky shoes. Rock! Set them in motion, drive out the notion you don't want squeaky shoes. Got a song all day, cause your feet can play rockin' tunes as you go walking along. You can stay in style, you can wear a smile, cause you sing a happy rhythm song. You keep those old shoes in, you'll have no blues to rock on squeaky shoes. Rock on squeaky shoes. Rock, 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 rock,
rock.
I'm with you.
Okay. Next, you still rolling?
Still rolling?
All right.
You can cut that bit out.
I will.
Okay. This is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis asking me to see our newest and funniest picture today.
Of course, you mean The Caddy.
You bet I do.
Crazy, man, crazy.
No doubt about it, Dean. This is the funniest picture we've ever made. No kidding, folks. Listen, say so. Take my word for it. Come on and join the fun. See Paramount The Caddy. It'll make you
Cut out, mate.
Am
Now, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis with him. We even gave him fire, you sucker.
Now, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis with a reminder to see our newest and funniest motion picture ever, The Caddy.
Oh, he's right, folks. Come on and join the fun in the most righteous 90 minutes of howl.
Righteous? Where the f*** is he righteous? That's riotous, you greaseball.
When I take my girl down for a show, I always say and I always know that she's a swinging little dicky from a swinging little sound. And when she comes to this town, she is all around. Well, everybody loves her. Never ask another girl for a seat. No other dude ever looks great. I'd never find a girl that I would love so well. Every time she kisses me, I hear what he
Religious Martin and Jerry Lewis. Woman, there's this. Five f***ing lines, we can't get through it. Come on, 15. This is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis with a reminder to see our newest and funniest motion picture ever, The Caddy.
Oh, he's right, folks. Come on and join the fun in the most wonderful 90 minutes of howls and gags you ever saw.
We'll be seeing you in Paramount, The Caddy.
Yep, The Caddy.
With a big f*** on it.
Just as bad as you can be. You sure ain't no good for me. All you do is cheat and lie. That's why I broke you and I. Your doggone love just ain't my kind. But I am gonna let it go this time. Well, you told me that you loved me, and that my money was no sign, and that my Cadillac wasn't nothing, and that your love was only mine. Girl, your word ain't worth a dime. But I'm gonna let it go this time. Why, I ought to push your teeth out and run you right on down that line. Why, be a sport, burn your house down. You're just mine all the time. I'd hate to see your leg in traction. This smile I got ain't satisfaction. You run around so doggone much. Now that's why you got to use that crutch. You're stepping on your fault, not mine. But I'm gonna let it go this time.
Hey,
burn your house down. You're just lying all the time. I'd hate to see your leg in traction. This mile I've got ain't satisfaction. You run around so doggone much. That's why you live right on that bush. You're stepping out your fault, not mine. But I'm gonna let it go this time. Yeah, I'm gonna let it go this time. Yeah, girl, you ain't worth a dime. You just ain't no friend of mine. And I'm gonna let you slide this time.
And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Back into Steve.
Yep. It's a Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. I was Ray Payton, the Rhythm Rockers, my shadow. Let's see, counting backwards, Ray Sharp, gonna let you go. The Beltones, Swinging Little Chickie. Nathaniel Meyer and the Fabulous Twilights, My Last Dance with You. Andy Starr's first record is Frank Starr, Dig Them Squeaky Shoes. Claims to have slept with 5,000 women. Like Will Chamberlain's Leftovers or something. Joel and Joe Howard opened it up, Searching for My Baby. New, take the gum out of my mouth. You see the, you didn't see it yet, but the Andy Starr, part of the new issue of Kix, a lot of sex in it, and his handwriting sample. The guy's an absolute psycho and a genius. Anyway, any more news, Miss Sal?
Yes, we have ostrich news. And, the South American ostrich at Watkins Zoo in Matanzas, Cuba, fell victim to the island's hard times. Someone ate it.
It's definitely going to be the trend of the future, like killing, and it's sort of the trend of the present, though.
Okay.
Didn't it happen
a guy
in Russia?
Named Molina jumped the fence and killed the ostrich with a saber in a pre-dawn assault. He hoisted the enormous bird onto his back and carried it home for the main course at a party. There was plenty of beer. 9 people consumed the exotic bird. and now they will face charges of armed robbery. But above all, the newspaper...
Winged robbery, I think.
Yeah. This is from a newspaper article in Cuba. But above all, they will feel, they quote, they will feel society's repudiation every time a child stands before the empty cage and tearfully asks, Mommy, where's the ostrich?
Wow.
I think it had its head in the sand.
We hear the week we had the one about the guy in Russia who killed the bear for food.
Yeah.
In the zoo.
Yeah. Mm. Well, how they were having guard dogs guarding the bear.
What do you say? Roscoe's got the new Weber. We can go up to, we can get the, do a Cavacappi Barra barbecue this week. Go to the Bronx, the Central Park Zoo and get the, we can lure the Capybara out. Maybe
I like capybaras. You know that.
Slaughter it and eat it.
Maybe we can eat some dog.
Yuck. We can eat that anytime. It's one of some of the Chinese restaurants in our neighborhood. Let's play some more records. How about this one queued up by the Twilighters, Live Like a King?
I've been living in a room without curtains, I'm sleeping on the bedroom floor. But there's one thing for certain, I ain't going to do it no more. I'm going to live like a king. Live like a king. Missing a meal every day, but eating beans without no meat. Walking up and down the street, no shoes on my feet. I'm gonna live like a king. Like a king. I'm gonna live like a king. Like a king. I'm gonna live like a king. Just like you before. I got a heart full of dreams, but free and long on the run. I found the answer to my prayer. Now I'm on me, but I'm gonna live like a king. 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 Friend, don't want you around. I found the answer to my prayer. Now I'm a me about you. I'm gonna live like a king. I'm gonna live like a king.
News comes from both Saigon and the Phan Rang areas. First off, from Saigon, we find that a new massage house was recently opened up near the Korean tailor shop. The following services are available: steam bath, back massage, head jobs, and blow jobs. Hours are from 0700 hours for maggots, 7 a.m. for first termers, until 1630 hours for maggots, and 4:30 p.m. for first termers. Reservations may be made by calling area code 912, extension 2269. And now from Phan Rang area, here's Nugent.
The return flights have been reopened and have a new champagne flight that leaves Phan Rang at 8 a.m. It will operate on a first-come, first-out basis. The commander also recommends that you take an ample supply of rubbers as they have a ship top full of new horse at the bars. The commander's motto, keep the morale high on the base.
And that's the news for this early edition. Next news will be later on. Next local news will be later on, too. The voice of news information and hard acid rock music. This is Radio First Termer at 69 megacycles on your FM dial. Good night, Nugent.
Good night, Dave.
And good night for this early edition of Radio First Termer News.
I found me the sweetest lover. And
girl. And she said she's mine. Shake me up. Shake me up.
Dragway in East Chicago, Indiana, saw Jerome Jackson in the Church's Fried Chicken Camaro win the featured pro stock program over Jim Jackson's Afro Sheen Firebird when Jackson shot and killed his opponent just after both machines left the starting line in the final round. The shooting was the 15th this season at the minority-operated drag strip, but has become a welcome addition to the track's weekly post-event riot held after each program. Jackson stated after the event that, quote,
I'll try to beat him, but there ain't no way that Bobo is going to beat that Camaro, man.
End quote. Illinois Governor Jim Thompson later stated that the incident, quote, serves him right, end quote. Jackson will return next week to All Black Dragway to debut his new front-engine jet dragster called, aptly enough, Flash Fry. For the Skoll Motorsports Report, this is Reno Zavagnin in East Chicago, Indiana.
It was really great. I'm a real gone dad and I'm really straight. Real gone dad and I travel day and night. With my real gone rocket, I know everything's all right. When you see my rocket come pulling in, don't ask me where I'm going, just wonder where I've been. I'm a real gone dad, love the life I live. My real gone rocket, I sure get a wonderful trip. Hey, y'all! Like that great Northwestern, you can tell everybody that goes Mighty Jackie Preston. I'm a real gone daddy, love the life I live. My baby and I, we sure get a wonderful thrill. A streak, a ball of fire and smoke. That's my rocket pulling out. That's all she wrote. I'm long gone, baby. Know the reason why. I'm long gone, baby. No time to say goodbye.
Lincolnshire, where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. Do you really mean that?
So in other words, I'd start half a second late.
Don't you think you really want to say July over the snow? Isn't that the fun of it?
If you can make it almost when that shot disappears, it'll make my...
I think it's so nice that you see a snow-covered field and say every July peas grow there. We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. We aren't even in the fields, you see. We're talking about them growing, and she's picked them.
Yeah.
What?
In July.
I don't understand you, then. What must be over for July?
When we get out of that snowy field.
When I was out, we were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas, when I said in July.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, always. I'm always past that. Yes. Well, that's about where I say in July.
Can you emphasize a bit in July?
Why? That doesn't make any sense. Sorry. There's no known way of saying an English sentence in which you begin a sentence with in and emphasize it. Get me a jury and show me how you can say in July and I'll go down on you. That's just idiotic, if you'll forgive me by saying so. That's just stupid. In July. I'd love to know how you emphasize in and in July.
You roll your eyes and my heart gets a beat. I drive a ring from my head to my feet. You look so tame, you just set my heart aflame. Every time I kiss you, Lord, it drives me insane. You got a way of moving around that makes my temperature go up and down. I look at you, you look at me. I read from my head to my feet. Well, every time I'm with you, Lord, I feel so fine. I get a funny feeling running up my spine. And when we go out parking and it gets kind of neat, I kiss you and I vibe for me, yeah. You hold my hand and you squeeze it in there. My knees get weak, my head in a spin. I look at you look at me. Vibe or read from my head to my feet. Kiss you, Lord, it drives me insane. You got a way of moving around that makes my temperature go up and down. I look at you look at me. Bible read from my head to my feet.
Is the year that they are now planning for sex on the streets in every major city from coast to coast. And get ready for a shock, the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll. It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat. I preach into my conversion story, which you can get, how this beat gets them. 400 teenage girls in Detroit interviewed as to why they had illegitimate babies. They said, not just the words, the beat. The fertility rates of the jungles are the same beats incorporated in this modern rock to stir them up.
Rock and roll, 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 rock and roll
Field 64937.
That's what they call me now. just a fool in love. I'm trying now to get you off my mind. I need someone, but I only have a dime.
God, please help me.
Help me.
Help me.
Help me.
Get this woman off my mind.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right. Well, it's the hell, and that just about craps it up. That was, what was that? Marvin and Johnny, Mushmouth and...
Baby Doll.
Dickhead, Baby Doll, yeah. We heard Link Ray walking with Link from that new CD that Andy Schwartz so kindly sent to me. Walking with Link. Isn't that, that was great, wasn't
yes.
it? Just play that 40 times in a row next week. H-Bomb Ferguson, Rock H-Bomb Rock. Conway Twitty, I Vibrate. Jackie Breston, by request, Neil Gunn Rocket. Andy Anderson and the Dawnbreakers, You Shake Me Up.
We
opened up with the Twilighters, Live like a King. The Good Lord's Will and the Crick Don't Rise. We'll be back next week with that Sonny Burgess interview and the Hound's birthday special.
The Hound's birthday, send
Bob goes up next.
Early,
let's get out of here. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
As I was out riding last night about nine, chick pulled up, car like mine, didn't know what she had under her hood, where she was with, it was something good. I got a red heart, fast as it can be. Don't none of you can, woo, baby, walk back with me. Well, the light turned green, we took off slow. I could see her grin as she took me low. Well, I shifted a second, her grin turned sick. She didn't know she was up against the bad street stick. I got a red heart.
You that children sometimes swallow things like
W, F, M, U,
particularly when no one is watching.